Here with me I have Joel Velasco, who is with the Brazilian Sugarcane Industry Association. And very interesting comments here for our group at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. If you could just summarize a couple of the points you wanted people to take away from here.
Well, sure. I think one of the key things we were trying to get across is that biofuels not only can help mitigate climate change, but build energy security. And what we've seen in Brazil in the last 10 years or so is that we've managed to increase the use of ethanol from sugarcane to a point where today gasoline is actually the alternative fuel. We consume more ethanol on a volume basis than gasoline last year, and we think that trend is going to continue. Why do we do this? Because we have the ample feedstock. We use about 1% of Brazil's arable land to displace 50% of gasoline consumption. We've got the infrastructure, which is built over many years, not just pipelines and pumps at our fuel stations. We don't call them gas stations in Brazil. We call them fuel stations now since they don't have monopoly anymore. But we also broken the monopoly that gasoline had in the vehicles, with 90% of new cars sold today in Brazil being flex fuel. Everybody from GM and Ford to VW to Fiat to last week Nissan joined the chorus. Honda and the Honda Civic's flex fuel in Brazil, the Toyota Corolla's flex fuel in Brazil. And so we've got the infrastructure in place. And more importantly, we've learned that price makes a huge difference in biofuels. That it doesn't matter if you've got plenty of it, it doesn't matter if you can get it to the pump, doesn't matter if you've got the flex fuel car, you need to have ethanol competing with gasoline. And today, ethanol is about half the price of gasoline, roughly, in Brazil. So that's been really critical to our success in Brazil, and we think those are some of the lessons that not just the United States, but other countries can take for it. This is not to say at all that we believe that there should, that all ethanol should be made from sugarcane. We've been very adamant on making sure that what we want is a global commodity called ethanol, and the recognition of the biofuels can play in this space. What we need to be sure is that whatever programs the government establish, that they don't distort trade. Clearly, we're going to have to incentivize nascent industries. But as many of your listeners know, we think that after 30 plus years of a 30% levy on the import of ethanol, maybe that one is time to phase that out. But nevertheless, we have a common goal of building a global biofuels market for the sake of our children.
Well, and I thought you had some interesting comments, too, when it comes to what's very much on the minds of people here in Washington, D.C., and that's carbon and how, you know, our efforts to reduce or mitigate it really have an impact in agriculture.
Sure, absolutely. We, you know, UNICA and most of agriculture in Brazil has recognized that there is a role for agriculture as in around the world in mitigating climate change. We will suffer from climate change if it doesn't get addressed because our yields could be and rains and so forth. But on the other side, we can make a huge difference in reducing emissions and absorbing carbon. Let's remember, it is plants that we grow, and it is plants that are the most efficient carbon absorbers. So, you know, if you look in the sugarcane industry, we've been making sugar for many years. We've been making alcohols, ethanols, and we've been selling electricity into the grid through cogeneration. But as we look forward, the next commodity that we see that we're going to be able to go into is carbon, because carbon is ultimately a commodity. Now, as I pointed out to the audience here, that commodity we're actually going to be incentivized to produce less, not more. And that is where our revenues, you know, we're basically, if a farmer can remember that in this case he should produce as much corn as he can, but the less carbon he emits, then he is generating two products. He's generating that corn, but he's also reducing carbon, and that he's going to get a premium for. And that's the kind of policies we want to institute that encourage the better production of crops, which is something that agriculture knows how to do, whether it's here in the U.S. or in Brazil.
Well, I think it's a really excellent point and one of great interest here. So I'm sure when we get to the break, you're going to have some questions asked. Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Joel Velasco, and he is one of the speakers that we had here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.